invite you to close your eyes. Without any judgment, close your eyes, create space, space behind your eyes, your forehead relaxing, your jaw opening up, your throat, letting your shoulders fall, opening up your chest and abdomen, letting your belly hang heavy. Sink into your seat just a little bit more, feeling the energy drip down your legs. Into the earth, imagining roots growing from your feet, going to the center of the earth, going down, 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 all the way to the core. Let your roots twisted and big and thick as they spread wide across, connecting to everyone in this space as we're suspended in the power of sound. Back into this room, back into your body. Slowly and gently begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Ever so softly fluttering open your eyes. Begin to notice. You may feel a little softer, a little brighter, a little more at peace. And there's a remarkable reason for that. And that's the power of sound. Now, you may have heard at some point that our bodies are made mostly of water. And what does that mean? And what does it have to do anything with sound? Oh my gosh, so many things. So many things, primarily because we are so susceptible to vibration, frequency and sound, we can actually heal our bodies on a deep cellular, molecular level. In our normal everyday lives, we're walking around in our alpha and beta waves and the fight or flight, the action keeping us moving. And at some point we need to tap out, to tap in and come into this space of the delta and theta waves, what I like to call the Sandman, the rest, the digest, the healing. Now, before we dive a little bit further, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself and how I came to know all of this. And for the past 25 years, I've been studying and mastering from some of the world's best leaders, teachers, gift activators, creators. I have led multiple sold-out retreats. I've been the lead massage therapist at major sporting events, traveling to spas around the world, teaching other therapists how to have better body mechanics and various types of massage techniques. I have solo traveled, I've solo traveled to various places, remote areas around the world, as an extreme athlete. I'm constantly moving and seeking what's next, solo traveling, climbing some of the world's largest peaks, having some of the highest of highs and lowest of lows, and I am just so excited for you to be here. I believe laughter is the best medicine, and I have spent these 25 years distilling down, studying and distilling down the magic, bringing them to you for your health and wellness initiatives, to your corporate events, and your high-end luxury retreats.